Welcome back, Con Teams, to the podcast. This is episode 50, the Big 5-0. And to celebrate this podcast episode, I'm going to give you a brief glimpse into Immanuel Kant. And I mean brief, just listing out some facts about him. And then I go on a little tangent or rant about the name of this podcast and why I am using Immanuel Kant's name in the podcast name. And then I also bring back a surprise format that for some reason, I can't recall, I took out. So I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it started.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
All right, Kantians. So on this episode, I want to celebrate the 50th episode, which is a big deal for me, by first opening this podcast by describing the namesake of this podcast, I Can't Even, which I know most people are going to say I can't even, which is fine. That's okay. And then they're also going to wonder why I'm illiterate and I didn't use an apostrophe and I spelled can't wrong. So Immanuel Kant was a pretty interesting philosopher. I studied him a little bit in my ethics studies courses for philosophy. So I just want to list out some basic facts. This podcast was never about philosophical endeavors or philosophy as a whole, besides like life philosophies that will from time to time intertwine with some famous philosopher, which at those points I try to mention if I'm aware of them. So Immanuel Kant was born April 22nd, 1724. And he was born technically in Russia, but back then it was Königsberg, Prussia. And he died February 12th, 1804. So he lived a pretty long time. I mean, what is that, 80 years exactly? Just about. Some of the things that I studied about, or the published works that I studied that Immanuel Kant is known for, is the Metaphysics of Morals. I read, that was published back in 1797, and I read Critique of Practical Reason. And I thought something else. No. Critique of Pure Reason back in 1781. And some interesting facts about Kant. The most notable one is how timely he was. So people would actually set their watches by his walks throughout the campus because he was just so punctual. And there's not a lot of people that I know and that probably you know that are that damn precisely punctual, where they are crossing a courtyard at the exact same time every single day. That's one of the most notable facts about him. A few others, though. Kant's last words are reported to have been, Es ist gut, or gut. It's German for it is good, uttered upon being offered a refreshment. At the Albertus University of Königsberg, Kant lectured on a wide array of subjects, including physics, mathematics, logic, ethics, which I know him as an ethicist, and even fireworks and fortifications. He taught a popular course on physical geography every summer for 30 years. Which I don't... If any of my old professors are listening to this podcast, I imagine most of y'all have been teaching for at least a decade, but I imagine most of y'all haven't taught the exact same subject. Right, it's varied here and there depending on what your position is in the department. So that's remarkable to be teaching physical geography for 30 years straight. That's crazy. And then last fact, Kant kept close to his native city throughout his life. His furthest travels were to the town of Arnsdorf, some 60 miles away, which isn't very different than the people here in Laredo. You'll ask any Laredian, hey, how far have you gone? Where's the furthest you've been? Unless they're a truck driver, most of them are going to say San Antonio, Houston, Corpus Christi, or South Padre Island, which are all maybe 200 miles away. That's it. That's it. Blows my mind that a lot of them don't really get out of Texas at all, unless they're going across the border into Mexico. So I wanted to share Kant's life, like in a very, very short blimp, mainly because I'm not an expert in him. I wouldn't even call me an expert in philosophy at all. I dropped out my senior year, so I don't even have a piece of paper that says I know anything about philosophy. So why did I name the podcast I Can't Even? Mainly because our philosophy club back at University of Alaska Anchorage was named We Can't Even, which I think I dubbed, which is it's not super original. That pun has been used in philosophical studies or circles for many, many years. But I always knew there was something special about that name, We Can't Even. And when I was thinking of a name for the podcast, I didn't want to call it anything that was generic, right? Because this podcast isn't generic. Besides Shoot the Shit Sundays, there's really nothing very consistent about this because I'm learning as I go. So the format's changed four, five, six times, maybe more. And so I wanted a name that was marketable, that was catchy, right? It was easy to say, but also left the door wide open for me to pick a format. Now, I could have, solely focused on philosophy, but I believe there are other people out there that are better suited for that. And I didn't want to spend the time, honestly, looking up more and more and more information to debate, right? It's part of the reason why I got out of school was that the workload was heavy. Now, obviously, one day I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish that philosophy degree because I do enjoy philosophy. But and I guess I shouldn't have said I didn't want to. I knew I wasn't going to have the time. Studying philosophy is a lifelong journey. So even if you have a four-year degree or a master's or a postdoctorate or anything like that in philosophy, you're still going to learn because philosophy is ever evolving, just like physics, just like anthropology, sociology, psychology. These sciences are we're learning new stuff every day, and also people change, right? Now, the foundations of ethics and morality pretty much remain the same. The schools remain the same. The new ones that are come out are always going to be dubbed neo hyphenated whatever, right? Neo utilitarianism, which I think Peter Singer would fall in that category. Neo existentialism, like the German philosopher Marcus Gabriel. It's not that I don't want to spend the time doing it. I just know I don't have the necessary time to dedicate to informing you guys correctly, right? I don't want this podcast to be me just spewing random shit like I've done in many of my classes on like any random subject, right? I want it to be fun and entertaining. And frankly, philosophy just as a large, right? Not that entertaining for most people, right? I have many friends, including myself, that are entertained by that. That still read it. I mean, I still pick up Plato. I'm actually about to read one of Sam Harris's book on free will, on arguing against free will. So it's still like I'm still kind of attached to the community in a sense. But naming the podcast I Can't Even, I knew in the back of my mind it wasn't going to revolve around philosophy. So why the name in general? Besides of it being marketable, I just liked it. I'm not a very creative person when it comes to naming shit. Never really have been. But I Conti even were kind of my babies that nobody else was doing. Like, no one had a podcast called I Conti even. No one had a blog or a YouTube channel except for one dude. And I published one video more than he did. Ha ha ha. Which I really need to publish more. I have so much footage to go through. But again, it's time. It's allocation of time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. I've been working. Actually, it's been slowing down. So I think I can free up some more time for that. But generally, the past 2 months, I've been working 12-hour days, 10 to 12-hour days. So the podcast is the number one priority when it comes to the whole I Can't Even brand. That's it. And getting guests on, recording with guests, which is always a logistical nightmare because I'm recording with people that are in different time zones, that have lives, that, you know, they don't always have 2 hours just laying around to just shoot the shit with me. So that's been my main priority. Now that things are slowing down until I go to the Border Patrol Academy, which hopefully here in a month, I'm definitely going to free up some more time for more philosophical discourse just for my own development, but then also for the other things that are related to I Can't Even. So besides being marketable, which I thought it was marketable, it was catchy, it was unique, definitely not original, but definitely unique in the podcast sphere, and the fact that I liked it, it was honestly the only thing that could come to mind when Anchor asked for your podcast name. So when I was developing the whole thing, I'm like, okay, this is what it's going to be. I can't even podcast. And I thought it was funny because if you look at it, I can't even blog, I can't even podcast, right? It's true. I can't do those very well at a professional level, but I'm still doing it. And so it's sort of a motivation in a humorous way where it's like, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm still learning a ton. I will continue to learn for the next 10 years on how to make this better, how to better format, how to stay consistent, how to grow an audience, everything. But, and they will always be called I Can't Even, as far as I can see, right? I mean, I always leave my options open for maybe a secondary or third podcast if time allows, but it'll always be called that. So but I've people have asked me, though, out of all the philosophers, though, why Kant? Because if you knew me back in school, you would know me more of a virtue ethicist. I was more leaning towards Aristotelian Nicomachean ethics, where it's like, how do I become virtuous? Well, here's the paths, right? So I left it like up in the air. And it was more relative to who you are as a person. Who do you want to be as a person? Who are you designed? What is your duty as a person, right? And I use duty loosely because because Kant's deontological ethics is all about duty of obligation. It's black and white. There's no gray area. It's either good or bad, right? And using universal paradigms to describe what is good and bad. So the reason why is Aristotle even. I Nicomachean even, right? They obviously, I probably could have come up with puns for other philosophers that I more subscribe to, but I can't even was just, it stuck with me. It stuck with me. And again, I'm not a very creative person, so I just rolled with it. And now I'm like super attached to it. Like, I love the fact that I have a very unique name for a podcast that gives no description for what it's going to be, for what the host, me, and other co-hosts are going to talk about. And I kind of like that, right? I mean, if you look at Joe Rogan, right, he branded his name. And I could have done the same thing, right? I could have come up with some tagline with Lakota Tao. And And in a way, I kind of did. I Can't Even podcast with Lakota Tao. But I didn't want to do that. I really just wanted to keep it so open that it was ambiguous and vague enough that it may catch people's attention regardless of it not being a very specific subject, like how to, you know, work on your car or real estate podcast or sales podcast or motivational podcast, which largely this one is. If you look back at a lot of my solo episodes, they revolve around how am I improving myself and how are others improving themselves and what books I'm reading and, you know, what habits I'm developing. Right, so this kind of has gone from like comedy, which I think it still is in a sense, to motivational. But I want to find a way to blend those better. So I'm working on it. Anyways, if any of y'all were curious about who Immanuel Kant is and how to say his name, it's Kant. A lot of people say Kant. That's fine. But it's Kant. And I forgot that he was Russian. I thought he was German. Which, Prussia, I guess, could be kind of a blend of both. So, yeah. And then why I named it that. I don't think I've ever gone into depth about why it's called I Can't Even, why I'm still rolling with it and without changing the name, which I easily could. It'd only take a few clicks to change the name on all platforms. It'd take a little bit more to change the website and stuff like that, but that's why. So if you're ever curious. Now, let's deep dive into updates that are going on in my life, like most of these solo podcasts are. I am back at the gym. It feels so good to work out at the gym. Don't get me wrong, jumping rope on the side of my house, doing push-ups and air squats and stuff like that is fine. You're still working out. It's still great for you. But I've always enjoyed lifting heavy weights. And I switched gyms officially from Planet Fitness to a gym that is more of like what I would call a real traditional gym, where it's not so cardio based. They do have cardio equipment there, but it's more strength training based. So they have free barbell weights, they have deadlift platforms, they have bumper plates. So I can go back to doing more Olympic lifts, like clean and jerks and power cleans and snatches that I really enjoy, that really jump up the heart rate and also help with the performance side. And I can also go back to doing real squats, deadlifts, and real bench pressing. I haven't deadlifted in probably 4 or 5 months. And today I did, and I didn't go heavy at all. I think I maxed out at 120, not out of capability. I could probably still yank up 300, right? Which is down from my 400, I think from my 410 or 415 PR, which isn't terribly strong either. But I didn't want to risk it. I know tomorrow and the next day I'm going to have DOMS, delayed onset muscular soreness, period, because I haven't been in the gym since COVID started because they closed everything. So I took it very, very light today, but there's something super exciting about being in a new gym environment, and this is a brand new facility. I mean, I think they just put this up right before COVID happened. They're probably open for like 2 months. So, and it's a franchise of a local gym here. So I was really excited to just be in an environment that, A, was super clean, super new, and had everything that I wanted. But again, I did take it lightly. I did run today. I'm supposed to be running every day, and I haven't been. I've been subbing it out with jumping rope. But it felt so good to run and do the rows and do lifts that I haven't done in a while. And my body feels great. So if you guys heard the last episode of Shoot the Shit Sunday with Connor Donahue, if you take anything away from this whole COVID thing, right, whether you're a gym rat before or you're a couch potato before, start thinking about your health a little bit more. Start thinking about what you can do, what you can control in your life, right? We can control how much we eat, how much we sleep, how much water we drink, and how active we are, right? Those are four things that you have 100% control, right? So there's nothing really stopping you from getting your fitness goals or anything like that. And I don't mean fitness goals like you want to look like an Instagram model or you want to look jacked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's fine, right? But baby steps. Baby steps. I finally broke the 240 range. I've been sitting at 240, 241 for 2 months, I guess, which I'm down from 260. So it's great. I've made progress. But, you know, I was hoping by now I'd be more in the 220, 215 range. And I finally broke it. I'm at like 238.8. I'm like, yes. And now that I'm back in the gym, I can start getting in the cardio that I like to do, right? Which I do enjoy running when I'm not sore, which, right, I mean, take that for what it is. But I don't like running outside. And the reason why I don't like running outside, A, I live in Laredo. It is hot as shit here and humid. So the air is just thick. It's hot. I could go in the mornings, but then you can't really see. So I don't want to get bit by a snake or, you know, snatched up by some wildcat or anything like that. Which those are excuses, right? I mean, I could be like David Goggins and stop being a pussy and just get after it. But I'm pampered. And I know where I thrive and where I don't. And running outside always hurts me more. Here, we don't have like soft grass and soft soil. It's tough. Like the soil here is garbage. And if it is soft, that means it's muddy and you're going to slip or hurt yourself or anything like that. So it's all sidewalk and concrete, right? Which is horrible. And being on brand new treadmills today, like, I'm not sore at all. I will be sore just from, you know, being inactive for the longest time, besides the jump roping, which, yeah, and, you know, the occasional body weight workouts. But it just felt good, because usually within the first 2 minutes of me running outside, my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, anything like that, which I need to strengthen back up. And as I lose weight and I strengthen everything back up, it'll be no problem, right, running outside. But I'm not trying to hurt myself. I'm also not like competing in a marathon anytime soon. So I know my limits. But also knowing my limits, it feels good to just be active, right? If you know you can't run, you can't jump or anything like that, go walk. Go walk. Walking's great for you. If you can keep a brisk pace for over 30 minutes a day, that's awesome for you, right? It helps jumpstart your metabolism, you getting in fresh air. Even if it's on a treadmill and you're not getting in the fresh air, you're still walking, you're still moving, you get your brain working. It just feels good. So, I'm at a new gym, and I like the environment. It's more of like that traditional gym sense, where they have like saunas and an indoor pool and classes, of course, and more oriented towards bodybuilding and strength training and Olympic lifting versus what you'll find at Planet Fitness and even Crunch. Crunch had a lot of functional stuff too, but more than half of their gym was cardio equipment. Like, you go upstairs, like the one I went, it's all cardio. You go to any other Crunch in any other city, cardio equipment. Why? It's cheaper. Their insurance are cheaper if they don't have free barbell weights that people can choke themselves on, right? And instead, they just have dumbbells that go up to maybe 90 pounds, which they can still drop in their head or their toes or anything like that and still hurt themselves, but the insurance is cheaper. So if you've ever wondered why Planet Fitness and Crunch are so significantly cheaper than your traditional gym. That's why. Also, because those other gyms offer more, they can also, not just because of insurance, but they can also like surcharge you a little bit more. So take it for what it is. But I'm really, really excited to work out here for the next couple weeks or month until I'm at the academy, which I'm hoping is by the end of June. Like, I'm hoping is at the end of June, because delivering pizzas is nice and all, but it's just slowing down. And that was like my least favorite part about working any kind of retail environment or really anywhere where you have to stand around waiting for a customer. There's only so many surfaces you can clean and disinfect and dust and all that before you just lose your mind. And I hate standing around. Like, if you paid me to lay down, I'll lay down all day. That's fine. But I hate standing around feeling obligated to do something that I've already done several times. Which, you know, first world problem. At least I have a job. And when you say first world COVID problems, right? At least I'm an essential employee, which is so bizarre to say. But, you know, Domino's is not fulfilling enough. I want to be fulfilled. I want to serve my country. I want to, you know, also provide a little bit more for my family. So send good thoughts. If you're religious, pray. If you're not, just good vibes. I'm hoping that I can get that started soon. And to bookend these episodes, I'm bringing back an old format that I really enjoyed before, and I don't really know why I took it away to begin with, but we're going to hit two random facts. Two random facts. Fact number one. North Korea and Cuba are the only places you can't buy Coca-Cola. Now, I don't know how old this fact is, but the Cuba thing might have changed because of, you know, the recent relationship development with Cuba, which I don't know to the extent of what that is, but I know we can go there now. Right? I think. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, no matter where you go, it's comforting to know you can always enjoy a Coca-Cola, I guess. I'm not a big soda fan. I'll drink them occasionally. Well, almost anywhere. While this fizzy drink is sold practically everywhere, it still hasn't officially made its way to North Korea or Cuba. I said it like a Cuban. Cuba. According to the BBC. That's because these countries are under long-term U.S. trade embargoes, which, again, I think Cuba has changed that, or we have changed that for Cuba. Definitely probably will never change for North Korea, even if Kim Jong-un is dead. However, some folks say you might be able to snag a sip of this stuff if you try hard enough, although it'll typically be a lot more expensive than what you would pay in the States, and probably imported from a neighboring country such as Mexico or China, which I have the pleasure of drinking Mexican cola more often than most of my friends who live up north in Alaska and Utah and Oregon and all those places. Mexican cola is so much better, period, hands down. It's bottled in glass. They use real sugar for the most part. And I don't know if there's any truth with this, but I just feel like there's less chemicals in it. Because when I drink a regular Coke, which I just had the other night, actually, I knew I needed sugar. Like, I just needed sugar. And I was like, okay, a Coke is like the easiest thing to just consume a shitload of sugar. Like, a fuckload of sugar. And so I picked up the orange vanilla Coke. And I immediately, as soon as I opened it and I started taking a sip, I got the hiccups. Which always happens when I drink the American Coca-Colas. Period. It doesn't matter what flavor it is. I immediately get the hiccups. But when I drink a Mexican cola, never happens. Period. And it just tastes better. So, I would probably pay a little bit more for that. Now, China, I have no idea. Fact number two. The entire world's population could fit inside Los Angeles. Now, that doesn't surprise me, considering the fact of how big, Los Angeles, yeah, how big California is. Los Angeles could really just keep spreading, right? So, are we talking Los Angeles like as it is, or Los Angeles as how big it could be? Because it could fit the entire state of California. That wouldn't surprise me. The world's total population is more than 7.5 billion, and obviously that number sounds huge. However, it might feel a little more manageable once you learn that if every single one of those people stood shoulder to shoulder, they could all fit within the 500 square miles of Los Angeles, according to National Geographic. That's actually kind of nuts. That's crazy. Another fact just revolving around California, if I'm remembering correctly, right, which I'm an idiot, so always fact check me. I believe California has the third or fourth largest economy in the world as a state by itself. I should fact check myself, but which is interesting. I mean, that beats out like France and Canada and stuff like that. So yeah, look that up for yourself before you tell your friends about that. I have no shame. So if you comment down on Apple Podcasts or on Facebook and tell me I'm wrong, great. Now I know the truth. But from my understanding, it is one of the largest economies in the world, and it's just a state in the United States. So I can only imagine the kind of droughts we would have if 7.5 billion people moved to Los Angeles, though. Not we. Well, it might affect me too, but just in California as a large. All right, Contians, that's all I got for you. I hope you guys enjoyed this 50th episode as much as I enjoyed making it. Please like and subscribe wherever you found this podcast, and be sure to turn on notifications so that you never miss a new one each Wednesday and Sunday. For your CBD needs, visit us at Philosophers Apothecary at philosapothecary.com. From now on, period, no matter what pandemic is happening, if you live in the United States, we will ship it to you for free. So go ahead and check us out at philosapothecary.com for your CBD oils and CBD soap that is homemade by my wife. You can also visit Philos Apothecary on Facebook and Instagram at Philos Apothecary, all one word. You can join the Icon't Even brand at our website, icon'teven.podcast.com, and Facebook, Instagram, our Icon't Even podcast, all one word. Twitter is Icon't Even Pod, because they wouldn't let me put cast. And YouTube is still Icon't Even. Everything is all one word. All links will be in the description if you need that. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week, and I'll chat y'all next time. Peace.